Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mersimoff, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Nope. No, we don't. We don't do that. Tell everybody about the great results that you have seen in your own dog. We have lots of great reviews on our website. If you go to our review page, you can see them, Google reviews, Facebook reviews. And then at the top, there's four buttons and you can look at the product reviews. So, you know, every now and then we get somebody that's not happy. And a lot of times they're, new feeders that maybe don't understand certain things, like why does a beef blend or a pork blend or one of those other red meats, let's say, why do they look grayer or browner or different colors at different times? There's a lot of reasons for that, guys. Can be organs. It can be lighter or darker meat. Oxidation does happen a little bit when they're going into the packaging. All right. Hopefully we can get our Bison Rancher on at some point so we could talk about meat colors, because there's a lot of conflicting information when it comes to that. Or I should say a lot of conflicting beliefs about what is fresh and what isn't. Okay. There's a lot of manipulation that happens in colors out in the world of food. And we don't do any kind of manipulation. It's just the real thing. All right. So today, as I promised, we're going to talk with Julie Ann Lee from Adored Beast. And I want her to talk about cruciate tears. Everybody I know at some point in time is going to have a dog that's going to have a tear. And how do those tears happen? Can we prevent those from happening? And what is the best food to help our dogs? All right. So here is one of my favorites, Julie Ann Lee from Adored Beast.
This is a big one. It's I remember when I first started to practice long time ago in conventional medicine, I didn't see it very often. There would be overweight old dogs, big old dogs, you know, Rotties had a tendency to come in that were, you know, 50 pounds overweight, and they would blow a cruciate. And but now everything gets it. Skinny dogs, fit dogs, large dogs, small dogs. And in my personal opinion, the majority of these are not injuries. They're called injuries, but the majority of them are autoimmune related. And what winds up happening, I did maybe 14 years ago, I did a course. I went to Florida and did a canine rehab program. And there was orthopedic surgeons there, but there was all kinds of different professionals. And By the end of the program, everybody was sort of on the same page that when you go in and you look at these ligaments, rarely do we see a true rupture from a perspective of some dog was running, you know, a million miles an hour and fell off a bank or whatever and truly tore their cruciate. Those are less often seen than ones that when you, even though that's what they look like an acute injury. You don't even know that there's anything wrong with your dog's legs. And all of a sudden you're playing frisbee or they're in the beach and they come up completely dead lame and toe touching or not even being able to put their leg down at all. But when we see a lot of those, when you open up the knee, the tendon is actually frayed. So you know that it's been on its way to doing that for quite some time, and then it just snaps. And in that situation, the majority of those are immune mediated, so autoimmune related. what we want to do is to, we really want to try and prevent these as much as you possibly can. And that would be with doing what you would normally do to prevent any autoimmune disease. So feeding a species appropriate diet, decreasing routine vaccines and flea medications, and using natural support whenever possible. So when, if your animal has an injury, you should start with these questions. And one is, don't automatically assume that it's a full rupture. You're going to want to find out whether it's a full rupture or a partial tear, because partial tears can actually heal quite well. And I would say that many, many are partial tears, but they look like full ruptures. So your vet will do something called a drawer to see if it has a drawer. So it'll have to see whether when you pull the drawer open, whether it moves open or not, or whether it stays. And even with pretty obvious drawers, they can still be partial tears. What's your animal's age? So are they even in an age or a health section that they could even have a surgery on their leg? And what is your animal's physical health and size? So is it a really big dog that's overweight and has Cushing disease or has thyroid disease or has a whole bunch of other, like a bunch of arthritis? It's really, really stand back and get all your questions answered and look at this from a high level perspective. Now, how we can support this when this happens is right away you can give them Arnica 1M and Aconite 1M or 200C of each one if you can't get 1M. And you would do it every hour for 3 hours. Then when you take them to your vet, you can ask your vet if they're okay with giving you a 72-hour conservative approach that you can then use homeopathic remedies. This is where I would introduce a combination of remedies that Adored Beast actually uses called Jump for Joints formula. And that's Arnica, Ruta, Symphytum, and Calendula. And typically in these acute cases, you would go very high potencies. It's an interesting little story. At my clinic, I produce Jump for Joints for torn cruciate ligaments and injured cruciate ligaments. That's how I came up with that formula. And then quite quickly, we were seeing, you know, how when I was saying that some animals have, you know, they'll tear their cruciate, but they've already got arthritis or something. Quite quickly, we were getting feedback with this combination, how much it was helping animals with their arthritis. So that's why we created Jump for Joints formula for arthritis or any kind of muscle skeletal injury at all. So once you give these remedies during this 72 hours, you would probably be giving them over the 72 hours. I would say you would be giving it to them every 4 hours over that whole entire 72 hours or four times a day. You can start off, you know, closer together when you're awake, and then you can give it just before bed, and then obviously wait that 8 hours until the morning. Unless your dog's waking up whimpering because it's hurting or something, then they're getting up to go to the bathroom, then you can keep the routine of giving them every 8 hours or four times a day throughout that time. If your animal weight bears, even if it's toe touching, continue giving these remedies until you recheck them until you get into recheck with your vet. So let's say your recheck, because everybody's so busy, your recheck's not for, you know, 5 days or 6 days, then what you can do is instead of giving it so close together, you can give it then, I would still give it to them 3 to 4 times a day until you wind up seeing your veterinarian. So if your animal's geriatric or compromised and you opt out of surgery, these are the things that you can do. Look for a company that specializes in and is well known for making braces for animals. In my experience, companies that use a mold, we used to use a company that you would get the mold shipped to you and you literally put it on their leg and it would create almost like a cast. And then that cast slips off and then you send the whole cast to the company that actually makes the brace, because then it's really specific to your animal. Continue with homeopathic remedies from the prior slide. You can reduce them to twice a day. And then definitely do what we would do, because we had all of this thing, because we were very lucky at my clinic, but things like laser therapy, swimming, physiotherapy, chiropractics, osteopathy, massage are all valuable in healing. My personal opinion is the brace. Laser is really good for inflammation, but rehab swimming is phenomenal for these dogs, because there's no weight once they can get there. There's no weight on them whatsoever, but you're building, they're not losing their muscle mass by not being able to exercise. Chances are that they'll do amazing without needing surgery. If your animal is young and toe touching and you would prefer to avoid or can't afford surgery, then you do the combination just like the geriatric animal above. So anyone that's going to choose for whatever reason not to go the surgery route, it's the same protocol for everybody. And I have to say, we did a lot of different things. We even did stem cell surgery for cruciate ligaments. But when I say that, people are like gasped because of the bad rap that stem cells get. But at our clinic, we would never do stem cells until we treated that animal for a year. So even if we were going to do stem cells, we wouldn't take the stem cells until we made sure that the stem cells that we were taking were really, really healthy, so that the dog hadn't been vaccinated, wasn't on any drugs, was on a raw food diet, etc. But we had, not just doing stem cells, I'm going to talk about that. We only did a couple of them. But I have to say, we had at least 75% success rate in working with cruciates without doing surgeries. But I'm not anti-surgery on any means, but if you do surgery, I dig my heels in pretty hard here, where I really believe that orthopedic surgeons should really do it. I've seen vets with the best intentions. I've seen some vets that have a knack. I used to work with a vet in Vancouver, and he wasn't an orthopedic surgeon, but he really had a knack, and he was great. But on the whole, you have to look at it that, you know, how many are they doing compared to an orthopedic surgeon, the board certified orthopedic surgeon that's doing them all day long. They're working with bone and surgeries all day long. So I would really recommend that. Do a ton of research on all the different types of surgeries, because there's lots. And when you go to your orthopedic surgeon, make sure you're asking them every single question you can possibly imagine with the different surgeries, as far as, you know, how long is the dog laid up for? What are the side effects as far as even inflammation of the bone? You know, what are the pros? What are the cons? And then make your decision. Don't let them bully you into a certain type of surgery. Make your own decision based on what feels right for you. Ask around. This is a big one too. Ask around to find someone whose animal has already had great success and make an appointment with that surgeon. Nothing is better than word of mouth. Someone saying, oh my gosh, yeah, you know what? My dog never looked back. He had this surgery and he just did amazing, flying colors right from the get-go, compared to, yeah, my dog had it too. And then, you know, we had to keep taking him back in, and I'm not even sure if I should have had it because he sometimes limps just as bad, da 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 da. So even if you choose surgery, please continue to use homeopathic remedies and add some of the therapies, if not all of them, to the surgery on top, other than obviously the brace, to prevent the same injury from happening from the other leg. Now, this is a scary percentage, but they say that more than 50% of dogs will blow their other leg that's already had one cruciate ligament blown. And that screams to me the autoimmune, where that leg is already compromised. The inflammatory response is already there. It's shearing down on the ligament, and then all its weight is on that leg until the other leg that was injured heals. So I know more people than not that have had both, had to have both done. Saying that, I would say 90%, 80 to 90% of the animals that we dealt with that had a cruciate surgery and we treated it with supportive care post-surgery, whether it was head surgery at a different clinic and was coming to us as a referral practice so that the other leg didn't blow, I would say 80 to 90% didn't blow their other leg. So it's really, really paramount that if you do the surgery, continue to support the other leg.
All right. Well, there you go. Julianne Lee from Adored Beast. And the products that she was talking about, we do have in the online shop. You go to supplements. The Jump for Joints is there. We use it. I love that one. That one always flies off the shelf. It's a great one. Also, the one where she was talking about giving the arnica and the aconite, that's in your go-to spray. That's great for a lot of reasons. I think that every pet parent should have that in their cabinet. You don't have to go measure out the arnica and the aconite in the little pills. You can just use the your go-to spray. So those are the two that she was talking about there. Obviously, a species-appropriate diet is what every dog, whatever cat needs to be on. Okay, no canned, no kibble, no processed foods, although that's the majority of the dog food in the world. Those of us that are doing raw are few and far between when you look on a large scale. But I would say that we've got the healthiest dogs out there. We do. And we're giving our dogs a fighting chance. I hope that you will let other people know what a great thing a raw diet is, help them get over their fears, introduce them to the podcast. Yeah, the testimonials about your experience are always going to be the best thing out there, right? It's going to be the best thing. Also, remember, get yourself a great chiropractor, a great animal chiropractor. I've got one, Dr. Andy Harper here in Colorado. I would always say use somebody that's had great success, who has great testimonials, who's been doing it for a while. Acupuncture, another great thing. Massage, Dana Chick does a lot of massage for my Germans, and they absolutely just love her. I mean, it's just like they're just in doggy heaven getting that massage. All right, everybody. As usual, we hope that we're giving you great information to help you make the best decisions for your pets. Make sure that you get all sides of the story, that you do not get pigeonholed, and you do your own research. Get your dog on a species-appropriate diet. It's super easy. We ship the raw anywhere UPS goes. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.